starting in, we saw Simimem, Sif Beis, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, we see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet. So it says, Tefillin, there's an Isser to be Mishamash Mitasa in a room which has Tefillin. And actually, either takes it out or he puts him in a kli besach kli. Huadin chumashim as to the retfilas or shas swordim. This applies to the other types of swordim. Bei mitziba, bei mitfus. Whether they're written, whether they even if they're printed. Kol yesh behem kedusha. They have a lot of kedusha. Ubin and kli besach kli. There's a requirement of kli besach kli. Filim hein ksav mashito. Even though it's a regular type of a ksav, in other words, hainu sheinu ksivas stam, urak ksav ashuri, it's not written with all the kedush, all the halachas of ksivas oisius, tzuris oisius, as long as it's a Hebrew writing. Kriicha sefer enu nechshevas the kisui, timikufa sefer. You can't count the binding as a covering. Because it's part of the sefer itself. So you need two coverings on top around the sefer besides the cover. Now, a case where you would have, let's say, something which is not really a sefer, but it happens to be there are some. So this is a secular book or whatever it is, but here and there interspersed there are some quotes from a sefer. So that, some argue that might be considered as a covering, because since the kricha is it to mishamish, the ikur of the sefer, which is not a sefer, or of the book, which is not a sefer, so that would count as a covering on the Torah, which is there. Mm-hmm. But, fine. V'am yirat eisim in reish, al ayin alef, be'atah shom, v'sukat, v'sukat, also the din sadin that who's having kamaksiva. His issue over here is there's people who argued that the fact that it was done by printing as opposed to writing, it doesn't have kedusha. So he said that's not true. And his argument was that the way you would write a sefer was you would make the letters. And you would then ink them, and you would press it against the page, right? You press the page against it, the page is against the page, but the different machines that work differently. But it's an act of putting these letters onto the page. What's the difference if you write it with your hand, or you make a few letters, and you put it on over there? So that, so he holds it has a full din of ksiva. The question nowadays, which we have, is when it's done, that was done manually. The act of pressing them together was done by the cranking of the person, whatever the system was. The person was involved in the mice. That's the mice of Adam involved in the process. So the Taz holds that's called ksiva. It's a form of ksiva. And the shalas nowadays, where it's done by a machine, and the person just presses a button, and everything else happens. In Mela, is that called the ksiva of does ever shame a ksiva that would have the same thing as ksiva or not? The question really, it boils down to the same question regards to machine matzahs and the shmol and machine matzahs and the shmol by tzitzis, which are made by a machine. I press a button and the machine does it. Is it called I'm doing it? Now, the the next step of the argument. Is that who said that's necessary? In other words, by these things you need. The main thing is the ikra of the fact that there was a ma'asek siva sodom, which has the ikra is that the oisius are there. That's the question which you need to address. A lot of the person seem to not, go from that angle. They don't seem to be concerned about that issue. If it wasn't the real ksiva, they don't seem to be bothered by it, which is that needs to understand exactly why that's true. Okay. If you put the towels and the tefillin into one large bag, the since this bag is for tefillin, even though it's also for talis, but since it's also for tefillin, so that goes into the, what we said before, that's considered a kli which is made for tefillin, and it doesn't count as another layer. So you put your tefillin in one bag, then you stick it into the larger bag, but that larger bag, its job is to hold its job is to hold the tefillin. That's also called a kisa miyuchud. It only counts like one. But if you use the talus to cover the tefillin, so the talus over there, talus einoy kalyan, the talus is not there to be mishamish the tefillin, and therefore that would be considered another kisui. Okay.
So if you have talus bag, tefillin bag, and then like an outer and another bag?
Right, so those would all only count as one, according to the Machaber. Uh-huh. Right? That's what he's saying. Okay. Now, Imloy, he suggests the following. Shemachasib, no, not probably the wrong line. But who did him a kisa tefillin mechuber lamala ala kisa gadol? Rehe tzadasheni shal kisa gadol eno nikra kelyon moir lehen im hafochon. Now, exactly what the metzius over there of this is, I don't get it. It sounds to me like what he's saying was that like the zipper, where the zipper point would be, or the top point would be, there was like it was a fold of the keli folded in. If you have, say you have a bag, and the top of the bag, another bag is situated inside of it, so that outer bag is not considered part of the first bag to start with.
You mean the outer bag's not considered?
I'm not sure 100%. See, I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to, what it looks like, so it's hard for me to explain it. Okay. Now, what he wants in the Yir Locha from the Yir Rabba is that this, what we just said before, that the bag of the talus is considered a kli, which is meyuchad for the tefillin, because it's made to hold the talus on the tefillin. This is a Mogen of Rum, and Eli Rabba argues and says that no, since the bag for the talus is made to hold the talus also, it's not meyuchad for tefillin, and therefore b'shas etzchak you can count that as a second covering. You have mezuzah in a person's bedroom. If a person needs, it should be klibis or kli. Come on. So you cover the standard way we put it. So we put the mezuzah up, usually wrap it around with some plastic, and then you stick it inside the. All those are meyuchad for the mezuzah. So it all counts as one covering. So a person in that situation has to put another layer of covering on it, which is not meyuchad for it. It's always preferred if a person could put the mezuzah on their bedroom on the outside of the door. But if they would have it inside, they'd have to cover it with a towel or something like that. The second covering should be not meyuchad to it.
Mezuzah, where they're going to have the
lunch? Yesh kisui. Now let's say the covering is glass. Avsha mezuzah nearest mitoicho. Even though it's visible, that does count as one covering. The diaper piece is sudar al mezuzah. Then you put a cloth over the mezuzah. That's the second covering. And now it's not visible. Now it is true that even if you have two coverings, if they're both transparent, it's not going to work. Now, if you have two coverings of glass, or transparent, something plastic, something which is transparent, that wouldn't solve the problem. So he says, let's say when you set it up, the person's intention was that it should count as a separate keli, So the case of the mezuzahs, he wrapped it with plastic and then he put it inside the mezuzah case. If his kavanah chachila was he wants to be count that as a second covering, that was his intent. So then recount it would be mutter. But it doesn't help to try and designate that afterwards. Once you put it up, these are the coverings of the mezuzah, and that's it. So it's miyuchad, two kisurim, which are miyuchad for the item, that only counts as one covering. Okay. Now, take a look at the bir halacha over here. Asa l'shamash mitosay. Did I skip hay? I skipped hay. Remember, I skipped hay and vav. Okay. Let's go back and do hay and vav. I didn't finish Dalit either. I went from the end of Dalit.
Okay.
Fine. Okay, no, you didn't space out. I spaced out. At the end of Sif Kut and Dalit. So the Taz said that Tfus is considered like Siva. He argues that printing is not the same thing as Ksiva, and it would not have Kedusha, would not get the Kedusha's Svarim to have these halachas of Kisuyim, etc. Hey mitosoi, oilas is Rachav, and similarly, that a person can't be as it's Rachav. So you have a child that you're going to be uncovering a child and have the child doing his business in a room, so that you need to cover it. You can't do it in front of the swarm. Okay? Unless you take them out into a different room, or you make a mechitza which is 10 tvachim high. I'm at the Kalam Simon Reshmem, Magan Ram, Siv Kotan, Test Vav. This mechitza gvaras tzvachim has to be a mechitza with all the lachos of mechitza. It has to be 10 tzvachim high. It has to be baruch matzuya. It has a lach of a mechitza. In Simon Shin Tezvav, it says that making a mechitza to mount a tashrish mita in a room is also on Shabbos, because it's only temporary. And temporary is not binyan deraisa, it's only binyan derabanan. It's not deraisa. So if it would be just a mechitza, which is not accomplishing anything, mechitza for tzinius balma, that's make great privacy. Person wants to be more, have a little more privacy for his area. The law is that mechitzas are roy is mutter to make on Shabbos. Oil roy is oser, mechitzas are roy is mutter. But a mechitza materis, mechitza which creates a halachic status in the area, that's a problem to make on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because that has some level of cheshivas of enclosing the area halachically. That's equivalent to making an oil over it. That is also, even though it's a roi. So this is mamash adin of mechitza. Okay. So take a look at bir halacha in also shamash mitosoi. So he's referencing back to Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hay, who didn't also lasted but tzrachav. So that quote over there is from the Chachaim, it's from the Nesivus, in the Sefer Der Chachaim, that by Lasis Rachav also you need Kis B'Soch Kis. V'Tzarach Yid M'Nayin Lo'Zeh, V'Nei Kamom M'Simen Mem Gimel, Sif Zayin Ein Raya Lo'Zeh, the body of the boy Kisui, Ava Kli B'Soch Kli M'Nayin. So by the Shamash B'Tal Sech is all required Kli B'Soch Kli. But it's not clear, is that the bir halacha that you need kli b'sach kli. You need covering, or you need a kli, or you need something of that sort. This is a relevant issue. A person carries a small sitter around them, so they stick it in their pocket. So is sticking in the pocket sufficient? Well, that's one covering.
Wow.
Some say, well, you need Bishop Bruce says, you need two coverings. So you'd have to wrap it in some plastic and then stick it in your pocket. The Rav Loch is saying, no, I don't know where he got that from, that you require a kli b'soch kli, you'd require a covering. So he puts the item in his pocket, that's sufficient.
Is the wallet considered a separate covering, and that becomes part of the pocket?
Well, the wallet will be a separate covering, that's fine. That's a person's traveling. right? So he has to go. He goes to the airport. So he's not going to leave his tefillin outside, right? So he takes the tefillin with him into the bathroom, right? So what does it require? So lasa b'tzrachav, right? So you require a covering. Mishabur is saying they could argue that one covering is sufficient. You don't need two coverings. I mean, the average scenario, a person usually carrying inside some type of container anyway. So you have a klibas ochli, you have your tefillin in the bag, and then you have the larger container that you're holding it in. Okay. So this halacha, you need klibas ochli. It has to be that the second one is also not designated for this item. Lav dafka, you can have it, the inside is the one which is not meyuchad, the outside one is meyuchad, doesn't make a difference. Question comes about go. We had also klibas hakli, rakim shtei meyuchadim. The only problem is when both are designated for this item. He's not arguing, he's just clarifying what the mechaber meant. But one kli alone is not enough. Okay. Okay. Person's going to sleep. And he has his tefillin with him, and he wants to put this tefillin nearby, that they should be safe. So he wants to put them under his feet. Even klibas akli, you can't put it under your feet. Okay? So you can't put it under your head, kenegad rosh, directly under your head. Also, afilu klibas akli. And this is afilu enishta imoy. Even though our concern is not for he'll be mishamish mitalsa because his wife is not with him, but it's putting it under his head is considered not derech kavod. Av shlo keneged roshay im ein ishta imoy is mutter. If you put it next to his head, but not directly under his head, that's mutter. If we're not concerned about him being mishamish mitalsa, his wife is not there. But we're afraid he, even though he didn't plan to be Mishamash Mitosa, once she's there, he might be Mishamash Mitosa. Therefore, require the Chachkila, and I forget about the tefillin that they need another covering. So the Chachkila, he has to put Kli B'Sakli. Okay. So the Mishabura, can I get Rosh Shoy? Shugam can Derech B'Zoyin. Under his feet is Derech B'Zoyin. Not only is under his feet Derech B'Zoyin, but under his head is also Derech B'Zoyin. You're putting your head on top of the tefillin. But next to his head is then that's mutter. And that's mutter, filish lebekli klal. That's mutter without any keli at all. Rakshmanichim binyan shalo yiskago misham l'sodom. You have to put them in such a way that they shouldn't roll away. She's not going to roll towards the head because he put them under something which is going to keep them stationary. So he puts it between he has two mattresses between the top and the bottom one, but off to the side. And his wife is with him and needs to see him closely. Tana Shemanichim Besokli. So in our scenario that I gave you before, that he puts it under the mattress, that counts as one covering. So he puts it inside of its kli or a kli under the mattress, the karmikri kli sheni. So that's one etzah. Or you can put it under two layers of mattress. Their mattresses weren't like, you know, we picture our mattresses, you know, it was about that thick, you know. But, you know, see, put under two layers of that, whatever that is, that would count as two coverings.
Below it, Tiro Chachamim Lahaniach Tefillin Tachas Meshasav Kishitzu Imay Afilu BeKli B'Zakli.
Now this, which Chazal allowed this, they put a kibbeh chukli, is elakdei shishtamar mina ganav mina achborim. This way you can keep an eye on him. Therefore, it would be proper to take it out of the room, or not in his bed, which you know it doesn't. It's not. There is an element of still being improper to have it on the bed. But since we needed, he needed to put it nearby to be able to protect it. If you have a safe place for it somewhere else, well, you need him club him, you can't put it in your bed. If something which is not the same height as the bed, and it's not even love to the bed, it's three tvachim higher or three tvachim lower, so you have a headboard which is raised up, there's a shelf on the headboard which is three tvachim above. So klima so klima mimut in that situation, that's not called putting it on the bed, it's putting it somewhere else. Or vice versa, if it's lower, that would not be considered have this issue of putting it on the bed. But to put on the bed, even klibus akli is only mutter because of there's a concern of a danger, which you have no other aid to how to address that.
Is there some kind of tumidika thing under the bed?
Good morning, like food shouldn't be in the bed. Rabbi Ryan, no.
It doesn't affect the filling or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
Should you consider a closet to be like a separate mechitza?
The door of a closet would be considered a mechitza, yeah. The question is a different room. That's the next question.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Okay. Now, Ishta imoy b'mita b'ena mikri ain't Ishta imoy. So the Mechaber says, even if he clearly intends not to be Mishamish mitasoy, he's just going to bed, and that's what it is. So that's considered like any shtimoy, and therefore he doesn't need klibas akli. He can put it on the bed. Shloik neged rosh. Again, this all being because he has no other place to keep it safe. Yud beis mikri v'taz oyster lios ishta imar b'mita ashi neich tefillin tibuch akli shema yishkach v'yishamish v'chink mashmir beragro v'ain bel yirabu. They say that, however, we are concerned that even though he had no intention originally, that might change once his wife is with him. Therefore, we do not allow it the chachilot unless it's klibus akli. Okay. V'nich b'mita k'neged sidoi dinan k'tachas margaloi sov. The heter is by the head, and not anywhere else. Now, why is that? L'chor is on his side. It's not by his feet. It's on his side. So, why? What's the problem? So, Mishabura says, "Dinon Yud Gimel, Shapam Mishabek B'Mita B'Yishka B'Lein." You move around. So, usually, you don't move your head around to where your feet are. Now, usually, the head stays where it is, but the body moves sideways. It moves this and moves that. So, being to the side might end up being under his feet. His feet stick out over the side of the bed. You know, whatever. People move around. Fine. New thought. So, Solim Shemabes Sekinesis. You have benches in the shul. Shetachas v'solim yesh teva latznia shom talis tefillin. And under the bench, under the seat, you have a box. Many shuls have this, right? So yesh armrim da also leisha alas v'solim v'yesh matirim. Some say you cannot sit. You're sitting on top of tefillin sworim. That's the reality. You're sitting on top of sworim. Some say it's aser. Some say it's mutter. If there's a gap of an airspace of a tefach between where the tefillin is and where the sworim are and where the person's sitting, so that's mutter. Even that a person should preferably not do it. Therefore, you shouldn't do this. Once it becomes attached, it becomes sort of like mechubar lekarka. So then we look. Then we don't. This is all part of the karka, and you're allowed to walk in the karka. There's still somewhere in the karka somewhere, but that doesn't bother us.
Fill in the karka somewhere.
Right, somewhere in the world, there's a box on the ground holding tefillin, so I can't sit on the ground because I'm sitting in the same place where there's a tefillin. No, we look at a separate item. There is a locha in Hilchos Tumah and Tahara that a box which is large enough that it could hold 40 saw of which is a volume of 40 saw, it's considered a kli which is also the nachas. It's made to stay still, and it's considered like its own separate rishus. And tumah which is outside doesn't go inside the kli. Hilchos Tumah and Tahara. So can we then take that concept and apply it to these halachas over here? So I need kli besach kli, but a different room. I don't just put it in a different room. Well, I have this big box which is so large that it has halachas. As I said, it's like a separate rishus. So is that sufficient? So the psalm is that sufficient? So if you have a very large armoire or something of that sort, which it would be able to hold the shear. The way we measure it is the shear of 40 saw is an amma by an amma by 3 ammas. Right, so if you assume it, and let's say, if for argument's sake, you assume that make it easy. An amma is 2 feet, it's 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet. Right, so it's 24 square feet. So if the area of this big chest of drawers, whatever it is 24 square feet. So I can put the tefillin, the sefer in there without any other covering. Filling usually comes in a bag anyway. But
even if each chest is less than 24 square
feet? Even if each drawer is less, but if the overall thing, if it's separate units, they're mom is totally separate, so then it doesn't help you. But it's a large thing, which a lot of the drawers go in. But if you take all the drawers, you still have the whole free big frame holding it all together. So that's sufficient. That'll work for this halach of sitting on something also. It's relevant sometimes persons in a hotel room, whatever it is, they have a very large chest of drawers, they can put all the sorum that he has with him inside the drawer, and that's all he has to do. Okay. Vav. Shachav v'shimash v'tosa b'tfilin, a person was wearing his tefillin. Okay. So they used to wear tefillin the whole day. He really forgot he was wearing his tefillin. P'shimei shi'tosu. Lo yachas lo b'batim lo b'ritzuah ashi t'yodav b'nei she'idayim askeliyah sein b'shem ha'noga b'mokim t'nefes. The hands have touched parts of the body which are not clean. So the person should not be touching tefillin with hands like that. So that's a relevant issue. Nowadays we don't wear tefillin, the whole day. We see certain people, like their hands, they're very, very, you wear long sleeve shirts and you wear a tie around your neck, so your collar is closed and your sleeves are covered and your pants are long. So okay, the person wears short pants and he wears the short sleeve shirt and the first two buttons of his collar open, he's going like this with his hands inside of his shirt chest, he can't touch his tefillin afterwards. His hands aren't clean, can't be davening either. It's a different problem. But so a person would have to wash his hands before he takes it off. Okay, Yudala Shiita Yodov. There's a separate issue that he was Mashab Shabdal, so he has Zera on him. He shouldn't be wearing Zera, wearing Tum with Zera. Zion, Yoshin Behem Ra Kerry. Person fell asleep wearing Tum, which he shouldn't do anyway. He fell asleep wearing Tum. Now he has a problem that he has Ra Kerry. Lo Yachas Batim, El Yachas Beretsua, Meser, Sam. He shouldn't touch the Batim. He should just touch the Beretsua and take off the Tvillin. Hagachi Kanecha Kerry Me'olov, Yitu Yodav. The fact that he has the halachic status of a balkari, going to the mikvah, that's not our problem. The problem is there's actual the carry is there. He has to remove it before he can wear tefillin again. We're similar to the case before, but the issue that he has the carry on him over here, we want to get it off as quickly as possible, so we're going to make it allow him to touch the Ritzumas, which you didn't allow him in Sivvav. This way, he can address the carry and put the tefillin back on afterwards. Even though he has a lock of his tuma for tuma tahara, that's not our issue. He can wear tefillin in that situation.
Even though he was asleep, and assuming that he might have touched something.
Right, it's not a body lefaneinu, so he said we're going to sort of ignore that possibility in order to get the tefillin off. Now, when Mashiach comes, this is going to change, right? Because you know, fascinating issue. So you know, your tefillin are cleaved with kabbal tumah. So you know, so you person has tumah on himself. He's going to be matama. The kelim, the time is tefillin, so you have to tell your tefillin in the mikvah, that which is gets challenging. You want to have kosher tefillin afterwards. Mm-hmm. Now, bal keri is not matama kelim, but other types of tumah might be matama kelim. Yes, and then we finish the simon, and then okay. Nichlas asudas kava. So they were tefillin the whole day again. So, but they should, even they would not, shouldn't eat while they're eating a sudas kava. They shouldn't be wearing tefillin. For achilas aroy, you're allowed to wear tefillin. Now, a lot of person say that nowadays we only wear tefillin for davening. This is improper. This is all talking about they wear tefillin the whole day, so you can't expect the person to wear tefillin the whole day not to have to eat sometimes. So for Siddhas Kaaba, we're worried about he might become drunk, like the Mishnah Berurah says, to take it off. For Siddhas Aroy, yeah, you allow him to keep it on. But nowadays, you only wear tefillin for davening. So what happens, he's eating breakfast with his tefillin on. You know, take up your tefillin before breakfast. Acholz and Yudzayin. If it comes drunk, a person in the meal they would drink wine. And then he might do something improper while he's wearing his tefillin. We want to have them available immediately. She doesn't throw them somewhere else. He leaves them there on the table. This way he can put them back on right away. Okay. You test Avol. Same Rosh Hashanah Shlomo says this point.
Going
on when he benches? Yeah.
Why?
Mr. Avol, the Misha Menichin Kolayim. This halacha that you can wear for Sudas Aroy, it's not a person who wears it the whole day. Avoloish Misha Darker Loniach Mashas Kriyash Mahat Tfilo. He only wears it for davening, so then he shouldn't continue to wear like that.
No one benches after a meal wearing
tefillin. Some people wear tefillin the whole day. So he's only taking it off for the meal. So he puts it back on. Anyway, he's going to put it back on after the meal anyway. He might as well put it back on before benching. But some of the people were tefillin the whole day. So for them, this is just like a break in the middle of the day. But otherwise, they're going to put back tefillin back on. So he says, so the Shulchan Shlomo is misubik about this halacha. And in the voice of Dirshu, so they bring from the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish says that it's mutter. They bring from the Yasha, the person should be machmer, be better to be machmer. That being said, person wants to sit and learn tefillin, he wants to drink something. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, no, nobody's going to answer that. You know, Aroy, so what's called Aroy? Near the Shir Achilles Aroy, who Kebeya, Kedin Sukkub, Shimon Tafresh Lamates,
Yun Shom. Machmer about. Anything
not,
or drinking?
Well, not eating, not drinking, just eating. A person shouldn't be eating wearing tefillin. Okay, so what's the shir b'chilas aroy? So we find by beya, by sukkah, that we assume that up to and including the size of a kebeya is considered a roy. Larger than a kebeya is considered a sudas kava. So we'll apply that halachot over here, that a larger than a kebeya is considered sudas kava. And less than that is considered a roy. That's talking about pas or pas of a kistan. The assumption of halacha is that meat, fish, pears, etc., these type of things in general, is considered a roy, even if it's a larger amount. Some person wonder nowadays that we eat our meals
less frequently, bread.
And we make meals out of these. In other words, for them, that wasn't a normal meal. A normal meal was bread. So a person just having some meat, it's a roy by etzem.
That was by definition, that was a roy, because the meal was always with bread. And nowadays we make our meals without bread many times. So you could argue that if I want to sit down to my regular supper, where am I wearing my tefillin? But my regular supper is meat and potatoes and rice or whatever, and then no bread. But for you, that's a keva. So that possibly would be more chomer, and would not have that kula that we normally assume that these things are not considered keva. It comes an interesting application by sukkah. So Mikra din a roy is mutter outside of the sukkah. So person goes to work and they want to eat something. They take along, three pieces of chicken, and some and a nice big salad, and it's a rice kugel. So there's no pot, there's no mezonah, so there's no pasta, whatever. And he has a nice, very very hearty meal outside of the sukkah. So mikra din lekar, that's mutter. Right? The shaila is that nowadays, again, that becomes that. Do we argue that nowadays nobody would say that you make a bracha on it, but maybe it would be proper to be machmir not to eat outside of the sukkah? Because for you, that becomes that nowadays that's more damage to the concept of keva, and it would be proper to eat in the sukkah.